A lot of Musar about food, which is good for during Hanukkah.
Oh, it's not good for Hanukkah.
It's true. Okay, hey.
We should skip it till after Hanukkah.
That's true, but let's put it in the back pocket during Hanukkah. Maybe we could be a little healthy. During the heat, when taut, then the intestine, the digestive system overheats or gets weak. Therefore, you should eat less in the summer than you should during the winter. So you should eat 2/3 in the summer from what you do in the winter. There's a major rule in the ways of healing. Before you eat, you should walk around. Do some sort of exercise. Am I good or am I frozen?
You were good.
All right. Sorry. Actually, yishamu gufay, until you, meaning you should warm up your body, then eat. Like this, you'll digest better. Which is a very interesting take on how to understand that. Right, with the sweat of your brow, as they call it, you'll eat bread. Lazy bread you shouldn't eat. And you should untie your belt before you eat. Backwards is the Rashi Tevis. Untie your belt before you eat. Pas lechem is Rashi Tevis. So this is very good for parrots. Parrots does this. When you're eating, sit in your place. I may say, I'll smile or lean on your left, meaning don't walk around. And after eating, don't move around a lot. Then the food falls out of the stomach before it digests and damages him. You should walk a little bit and then rest. You shouldn't walk around. Don't do anything heavy after you eat. And you shouldn't go to sleep after eating for 2 hours. So that's bad for Friday night, at least in the summer. Or Shabbos afternoon for the nap. Because if you're going to go to sleep, the smoke is going to go up to your head and damage you. And bathing and bloodletting and relations are not good right after eating. Zion. People are not the same with their temperature. Some are hot and some are cold. Some in the middle. But machalim gamkim mishulim. Food is also different. Misha mizga mimutza, yochem machalim shem gamkim mimutzaim. Somebody who has whose temperature is in the middle will also eat from foods that are gamkim mimutzaim. You should eat the middle foods. Al misha enem mizga mimutza. Somebody whose temperature is not down the middle, tzarach sheyochem machalim shem ktsas hefech mizga. He needs to eat from foods that are a little bit the opposite of what his nature is. Misha mizga cham lo yochel tvarim chamim. Should not eat anything hot. Hot or spicy, like spices and psalmim. You should eat cold food and vinegary food. Somebody whose temperature is cold, you should eat foods that are a little hot. Michael changes the food as manal fiya makam. And in the summer, you should eat cold foods, kamoi basar kvasim, ugdiyim, rakim, vefreichi tarnagoilas. Right, so I don't know why lamb's meat is called cold. Fine, begam ktsas machal chamutzim, But may akar machalim chamer. During the cold, it should be hot foods. In a cold place, machalim chamer, it's hot food. In medina chama, machalim karim. That's always the opposite of where you are. Ches, a michael amutzu lechem chita. Middle food is wheat. Eloy soilus mamish, but not mamish fine flour, as they call it. Kiasoilus masachem lusaka, because that it takes a long time to digest. Ach, ye gam ktsas me amursan, but you should have a little bit of mursan, some of the junk in it. He nishamet v'mitzua, this is and that's going to it should be a little sourdoughy, and it should have salt and cooked in and baked in an oven. Any other food from wheat is no good, so that's cake is out according to this. What type of meat? A first year of 1 year old lamb. And same thing with goats that are still nursing. But any of the intestines and the roish are no good. Goats and cows that are old, old cheese, those are bad, and they're no good for the body. Chicken or any fowl is easy to digest. I think we could see that. And the best is the hen. If somebody's used to eating particular food, won't damage him, even if it's bad. Because when you get used to it, it becomes natural. Eventually, crazy, as long as you don't stuff yourself, which we learned on Thursday. Stuffing yourself is the worst. Don't eat the heart of the behema or of a bird. Don't eat from anything that a mouse or a cat ate from. That's also kosher l'shikha. The time to eat is when you have a real hunger, not a strange hunger. How do you know when it's a real hunger and when it's a fake hunger? Harishon and Nikra is a rav, hunger. Because the stomach's empty. Appetite. And the second way, which is not natural, is when you have, it's just, you have an appetite for something. Somebody who's healthy and strong eats twice a day. But people that are weak and they're elderly should only eat once a day. And you should eat many times in a day, meaning snack as opposed to meals. Too much food weakens the stomach. But right to Lishma Briyasa, somebody who wants to watch his health, you want to make sure that you digest everything from the previous food. Six hours, that's where you get that you have to wait for fleishiks. 6 hours is considered digestion. And it's good to not eat one meal a week. So that the stomach gets a break from its work. And it should be give you strength, give the stomach strength to digest.
Just one meal, skip one meal?
Skip one meal a week, that's what we say. But then look at the next line. It's good that it should be on a Friday. It's good to eat pas shachris. Yud beis. Harayt zalecho kama minim macholim. Somebody wants to eat a lot of machalim, yaktim lechot chila as a mashal. So first eat something that's going to give you, literally means diarrhea, but it's going to help you go to the bathroom. But lo yarvim in a mazon, but don't mix it with the food. El shoyim maat beneim, wait a little bit. Chen yaktim as a maichal akal, shu noyach lezakel. You should eat the easier digestible foods. That's easy. Kugan basar oif, kaidin levasabem. Eat the chicken before the meat. And have sheep and lamb should come before cow. And food that that makes the stomach work harder should be eaten after eating. Don't eat them before. So meaning the easier digestible foods eat first, and then the more difficult ones. Yud gimel miyos ki aschalas eikel ubapeh, because the beginning of the eikel is with the mouth. Ay detchina seshinayim v'starves in mitzarayk, and when it mixes with saliva, lochein lo yivla shum meicha b'li leisa, shouldn't swallow anything without chewing. Ki oz tichpar ha'eikel, it's the meicha levade, because then the eikel will become it'll be very difficult to digest. Yudal kvar amarnu. People are not equal in their temperatures. You should calculate with doctors what the best type of food is for you. The earlier doctors separated foods into different, you know, what do they call it nowadays? They call it the pyramid, the food pyramid, right? So they had some form of it. There are some foods that are very bad. And it's right for a person never to eat them. Large fish, salt, that are old. And salted cheese that was aged. Truffles and mushrooms. Salted meat that's old. And straight grape juice. And any sort of food that's already smelling. It stayed around till it starts smelling. Any food that is bad or bitter. That's like poison for the body. Poison of death. Then there's foods that are bad. But it's not as bad as the first ones. The fikach. Should only eat a little bit after many days. And you shouldn't be margal to have your food from them. Or to eat them with your food constantly. Large cows and goats, the lechem sairim, the lechem matzos, v'akruv, v'achotzer, v'abetzolim, and cabbage and grass, onions, shumim, is garlic, chardos, mustard, tznayin is radishes, kol elu macholim roimem, they're all terrible. Ein roi lo adam lechem elu elu ma'at ad ma'ayit, you should only eat very small amounts of these, v'imaisak shomim, only in the winter, v'imaisak chama lo yoichem mem klal, but in the summer, don't eat them at all. So, meaning spicy, seems like spicy vegetables and those type of things. Tesvav, v'yesh macholim sheim roim v'enam k'may elu, but there are some that are bad, but not as bad as these. V'hem oif hamayim, right, that's like geese, avzu ubar avzu b'nei yoina katanim, small doves, utamarim, dates, lechem shenilash b'shemen, bread that's kneaded in oil, v'asoylas, shenif oysa kol tzorka, and flour that was sifted well. Actually, nisha bareach musun, that there's no reach of bran in it. Ein roi laharbas ma'achalas elu. One should not be marva with these foods. That's what we said we get up to? I think so.
Yes,
right?
yes, we finished, yes.
Yeah. All right, I mean, we did a little fast, basically, I mean, it's mostly based on the Rambam's diet, as far as I know. So, I don't know, because he did say in the middle there that once the body gets used to it, so everything is okay. So that's a little bit more difficult to whatever. I don't know if it's difficult to understand whether it applies or doesn't apply. All right. Everybody have a good Tvach, a good Lichtig and Chanukah. All right.
Good Tvach.